I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I used to have to manage serious political meetings and meetings about like a £10 billion pension budget. And now all I've got to do is flog a bit of loungewear and I'm stressed out about it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. So this week I am joined by, oh, God, she's an absolute girl's girl. She's without a doubt the queen of Love Island. It is, of course, Jonna Phillips. Welcome, girl.
Hi. Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, my God, don't be so daft. Thank you for coming on. And as well, I think it's important to mention, Shona was so lovely this week. I got my whole schedule and like diary all messed up and she agreed to change days at the last minute and everything. So big thank you, Shona. You're the best.
No, honestly, I've grown up watching you. So if you only knew how starstruck I am right now, like, I'd clear my diary any day.
Oh my God, that makes me feel, well, that makes me feel like two things. One, so fucking old. And oh, two, God, so fucking flattered. Thank you.
Anytime.
Well, honestly, mate, like, I'm going to totally return the favour. Like, before you come on the podcast today, I was chatting with my producers and my sound tech and everybody, and we're all really excited to have you. Really excited.
No pressure.
Oh, no. And it's your first one as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
First of our pod.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to smash it, babe. I've got high hopes for you. So I wanted, first of all, how are you doing? How's lockdown treating you?
It's okay. I mean, I feel like we're all kind of used to this life now. I don't know how it's going to be when we've got to go back to like a Monday to Friday type setup. I'm not going to be able to function.
No, I know. I literally have just sent my friend a message. And you know, in your group chats, and like all the lasses are going back and forth and there's loads of banter and stuff. And like every so often you can tell when one's not right because they're just that little bit quiet.
Yeah.
So one of the lasses has been a little bit quiet over the last couple of days. And I was just like, just making sure everything's all right. Because everyone listening to this, by the way, it's important you check on your pals. Like, make sure you're checking in your friends and family. And I was like, are you all right? She was like, honestly. She was like, no. She was like, I have not seen people properly since like October last year. She was like, I don't know how I'm going to be, like, how I'm going to interact again.
Yeah.
Like, when, do you know what I mean? She was like, someone asked us to go for a walk the other day and she went, like, I panicked and cancelled at the last minute.
Oh,
like, it's mental.
Letter. Do you know what I've had to do? I've now, lockdown free, I've bought myself a little whiteboard and every day I write down, like, things that I've got to do. And I even write stuff like brush my teeth. Because sometimes I get so overwhelmed that I'll end up sitting there for, like, 2 hours stressing about it.
Honestly, Shona, you're not alone though. Like, the only thing I would say is you're lucky you're getting away with only 2 hours, pet, because I can sit there from dawn till dusk.
Yeah.
And if I haven't got anything on, like scheduled in work or a Zoom call or whatever, I will do fuck all.
Yeah.
I will do nothing.
Yeah.
But stay in my own mind and just drive myself.
It's the worst. And then even like I could have like a free few days and then my management would be like, right, you've got to do like an Instagram post today. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm so busy. I won't be able to do that. When you actually think about it, like, what are you doing?
No, mate, as well, I've become so similar. So you think about these people, you've got fucking nurses on the front line, you've got carers in care homes, you've got amazing people changing lives, saving lives, like helping, being the backbone of our country, quite frankly. I have become so, like, so just so in my own little world and bubble and so unused to being busy. Like, the other day I had a Zoom call and an Instagram post and like something else and I was like, how am I going to fit it all in? Yeah. I'm overwhelmed. I'm busy. And then I had to take a second and think, no, that you're not busy. You're an arsehole.
I used to have to manage serious political meetings and meetings about like a £10 billion pension budget. And now all I've got to do is flog a bit of loungewear and I'm stressed out about it. I really do need to get a grip.
But me,
it's the worst.
Honest. Do you know what though? Like, there's a lot of people who can relate. Well, lives have gone from being very big and very busy for the most part. I know there's some exceptions of people who are still working so hard and nothing has changed. And if anything, they're picking up all of our slack. So hats off to them. But yeah, most people, their lives have gone from being so busy and so full to very small. And subsequently, even the slightest thing feels like upheaval, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I've gone from being one of these people who could like totally deal with a room of like 300-400 people and love it and work it and be hostess with the hostess.
Can you imagine it now?
No, Shauna, I had a fucking panic attack the day when I went for a walk because two fellas walked towards us. I was like, well, there's three of us on a path. Where do I go?
Who has the right of way here?
Like trying to get me measure out. Oh, yeah. Honestly, I've become a mess. So I'm pleased I'm not the only one.
No, you're definitely, definitely not. Like even the fact that you're leaving your house, to be fair, you're smashing it a lot more than I am.
Honestly, mate, I think it's, for starters, like, can I just say, I think you're so, so inspirational. Like, I hadn't realised how incredible your life before Love Island actually was.
I was a great person.
Do you know what, as well, though, Shauna, so modest. That's what I really love about you.
No, I don't like to talk about it, but I was amazing.
No, but mate, tell me more, because a lot of people will just assume that you went onto Love Island with the same background as quite a lot of the contestants, which is whether it be modelling or influencer or whatever. But you had serious political aspirations, right?
Like, yeah.
Just fucking talk to us, mate.
Well, I've been waiting for someone for 2 years to ask me about this, so I have a lot of feelings. Now, do you know what it was?
Go for it.
When I was on Love Island, I was 25 years old and I was the oldest person in there.
Oh, I would have been positively geriatric. Fucking hell.
I was walking around and I'd see like a plate and I'd be like, don't say it. Don't mention that there's a plate there. Within 10 minutes, I'm like, are you going to wash it up? And I felt like the nan. And I thought, I should not be feeling like this. But then I'd be talking to other people in there who are now like my best friends. But hadn't started secondary school by the time I was in uni.
Oh, mate, honestly.
It really does bring you back down to earth.
It is scary in the world we're in. I think, and often, like, especially because I'm doing this podcast now, do you know what I mean? Like, I get the opportunity to speak to so many lovely people like yourself. But yeah, every so often, like, I had Amber Gill on, for example, who absolutely love her, so mature, wonderful
so
girl.
So mature.
Oh my God, repping it for the Geordies. I can't say enough nice things about her. But like, we're chatting and I kind of realised at one point I was 10 years older than her. Oh. And and I thought, it was probably more actually, Shauna, I think it was more. And at one point I sort of just thought, you know, what if I'd been a bit looser when I was younger, I could be your ma.
Oh.
Like it was, honestly, the realisation that I am becoming the person in the industry who can say, I could potentially be your mother.
God.
Was terrifying.
That is,
so I feel you.
It was, I was actually mentioning, like, I was singing, I remember we used to sing songs in there and I'd be like, oh my God, do you remember that song from Mystique? And they'd be like, who's Mystique? And I'm like, what?
Oh, get in the bin. Get in the bin if you don't know Mystique.
And I'm like, you know the band that Alicia Dixon used to be in? They'd be like, oh, did she used to be in a band? And I'd go to the beach hut and I'd kick off. And no. I'd be like, what have you done to me? I'm sitting here trying to give these like a one-to-one on UK rap.
Do you know what you need to do, Shauna? You need to go on Coach Trip. Now that is...
It looks like amazing.
But that's the perfect place for people like us because I was on the coach and like Kate Lawler walks on and I was like, yes, Kate Lawler, Big Brother winner, like buzzing. The next thing you know, we picked up Harvey and Mega Man and I was like, right, fucking someone best sing 21 seconds.
Do you need me to rap your whole verse? It definitely brings you back down to earth. It really does.
So go on then. So before you went on Love Island, like you had the slightly different start. What exactly was your job?
So I was a democratic services officer. So
Jesus Christ, mate. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even know what that means.
And
tell
for
me
someone
everything.
Like me who doesn't normally pronounce their T's, I have the urge to say democratic and I can't because then I'm like, democratic. Like The phonics are all off. So literally, like, a few weeks before I actually flew to South Africa, I was dealing with the election because we had, like, a general election when we had 6 weeks. I think it was the quickest time where we had to have a turnaround of the general election. Mm-hmm. So I was working...
Is this before Boris got in?
This was just to kind of solidify the fact that he was in. So I'm, like, working on that, working the most mental hours, but also going for, like, my last Love Island audition and going to get my visa. And the two worlds were just so wild.
And yeah, but that's such polar opposite worlds, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, there's no crossover there.
There is absolutely none. And all I could think about, and this is, like, I hope my old manager's not listening, but I used to have to manage the pensions committee, which is as fun as it sounds. Like, and I would literally sit in there, and I like to think I'm pretty clued up in a lot of things. Money and pensions is not one of them.
Nah, so mate, I'm terrible.
I'd be sitting in there and I'd be listening to all of this stuff, and I knew I hadn't done my minutes from the last one, and I had another one coming up in February, and I knew that if I secured Love Island, I wouldn't have to deal with it. So every time I'd go into my audition, I'd be like, right, listen, you do not want to go to that pension meeting. You have not done your work. And I actually think that's what got me on there.
I can't.
The pure drive.
Mate, it's on such a different level to me, right? It's like, obviously what you're doing was like affecting our, like, the state of our society today. But I remember when I was going for me, like the Geordie Shaw process, I remember being like discovered or whatever on a night out. And they were like, it was really long, like they were casted for about 6 months. And off and on, like one minute I was going on, the next I wasn't sure, and this, that, and the other. And all the while I was working at a call centre in Sky, and me super manager at the time, she was like, do you like working here? And I was like, no, I fucking hate it. I was like, and she was like, you can tell. She was like, honestly, Vicky, she was like, I cannot keep covering for you. Like, Shauna, I was late. I used to get so many, the women used to complain because I wouldn't dress appropriately. My heels were too high.
Oh, fuckers.
Like, I know. Well, obviously, you've seen how I used to dress on Geordie Shaw. It wasn't quite that bad, but it was just like a slightly more officey version of that.
You got me through 2013 to 2016 on my nightclub scene. Honestly. I think I literally used to look at what you wore and then just order it. Trying to get into clubs with my cousin's ID.
I'm really sorry that I put you through that then.
The skater dress. Everyone had to go through the skater dress. Everyone.
The skater dress phase, and the also like being too brown / orange phase.
And the massive wedgies.
Yeah.
Wedges?
Yeah. What either? But yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, that's nice that we can talk about old fashions. A couple of people I've had on recently, being a little bit too young for that.
That's crazy. That's just wild, ain't it?
Oh, mate, it's mental. But anyway, I've got so, so much to get through today. I wanted to... Right, so... After you left Love Island, you wanted to use your position to do something responsible. Is that right?
Well, what have you heard? I'm joking. No, it is. That was kind of another kind of driving factor towards me going on it. I just thought, I have so many aspirations working in what I was working in that you'd never get that kind of platform anywhere else.
Like, you wouldn't.
There's MPs and stuff that haven't got the platform I've got, which is bonkers to me. But if I'm going to do anything with it, like, you've got to do something good with it. I feel like I rose to this thing called fame literally overnight. And you've got to kind of pay it back to the people.
Oh yeah, that's just such a responsible thing to say. Like,
so boring.
Oh, no, you're not boring. You're lovely. It's heartwarming. Listen to you. Like, I always say, like, I never set out to be like a role model or famous or anything. Like, you don't, like, you just, you're living your life, and a nice opportunity comes along and you take it and you hope for the best, don't you? If you're like, of course, if you're anything like me or you or whatever. And since everything, like, that's happened to me in the last 10 years, and I've been dead fortunate, still work and all the rest of it, I always endeavour to use my platform to be the best version of me and put across, like, an honest representation and do charity work when I can. And you know what I mean? Just all these nice things. But, like, I'm more like a charity site, but you are going balls to the wall political, aren't you? You are.
Do you know, I can't do any worse of a job than what's being done. They've not got the bar too high, so I just thought, you know, try your luck.
Honestly, Shauna, I'm fucking backing you.
Thank
SP
you.
For PM, mate. I want you to be. I would vote for you as our next Prime Minister, 110%.
Do you know what? When I was doing the Real Fun Wanty on Ice, We got a open top bus, and the streets were empty because I think this was the second lockdown. And we was driving through London and whatever, and we had like megaphones and we were shouting and whatever. I saw Downing Street coming up. Let me tell you, I grabbed that megaphone.
No!
I don't know how I weren't arrested. And it didn't make the final cut, which I'm fuming about because I want to use that for like my campaign. But
campaign showreel.
Honestly, yeah. Here's what I can do for you. Go past Downing Street shouting abuse.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But God,
do you know what I love? I feel like I don't sound like what you'd normally hear on telly. I've done journalism at uni, and I was told that if I wanted to go onto like the telly to be in news, or if I wanted to get into politics, I'd need to go to elocution lessons because of how I sound. My lecturer actually told me that I sounded like I was auditioning for EastEnders. Well, let me tell you, Donatella. Look where I am now.
But yeah, how do you like these apples, yeah. Donna?
But I actually want to use that to my advantage because there is a lot more people out there that sound like me than sound like them.
110%.
And I think they're so kind of, we're put in a box, and I'm just trying to break us out of that box, because at the end of the day, it's the minority that decide the fate and what goes on in the majority's life, and it shouldn't be like that. It should be the other way around.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't, honestly, like, it's so mad you say that, right? Listen to this. So I was told all the same thing. I never wanted to be famous necessarily, but yeah, all the while when I was sort of on Geordie Shore, and when I was trying to be something other than just on Geordie Shore, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Parlay that little furrow into the world of reality TV into something with a bit of longevity, something that inspired us. Anyway, I remember loads of people being like, you'll not be a TV presenter, not with that voice. Like, you're too hard to understand. Yeah, this, yeah, that, and everything, and blah, blah, blah. And like, you know what, Shauna, even if I want to change my voice, I couldn't.
No.
I couldn't. Like, it's going nowhere. This is who I am. So I stayed true to myself, and luckily enough for me, like, it didn't ring true. But just recently, right, and I won't say the name of the radio station because I'm not that petty. I'll tell you later, right? recently I wanted to have a job presenting on a radio station, and when my agents put my name forward, they come back and said, oh yeah, we absolutely love her, but she's northern, isn't she? She's a Geordie. And they were like, you're like, yeah, of course. I'm like, oh, we don't have Geordies on the radio station.
It wasn't the BBC, was it?
No, it wasn't the BBC. No, but yeah, can you believe that? So, and
that's,
I know,
discrimination.
Exactly. Isn't it just like, I mean, obviously I'm not too offended. Lovely life, great platform with the podcast. Yeah, I get to talk to lovely people like you, but I was really shocked that just because I didn't speak the Queen's fucking English, or because I wasn't from down south, I was considered not right for the role.
Listen, I live about 20 minutes from Buckingham Palace. I always have, yeah.
Yeah,
I was obsessed with The Crown a few weeks ago, like absolutely smashed it. And yeah, I thought, do you know what? I want to start talking posh. Like, I want to start talking like these lot. And I couldn't do it. And I would just, every now and then I'd try and drop a little word in and I'd try and sound posh. Yeah. And people would look at me like, what the hell are you doing? So,
go,
I mean, I live...
Give it a go, Shauna. Give it a go for me.
Oh, darling. it just don't sound right.
Oh, Benedict, fetch the horses.
Pass me the butter, darling. Oh, that weren't that bad. That weren't that bad, to be fair. I've been practicing.
I actually thought I was sitting in Bucky Hoose with Queen Lizzie there.
No, but it's painful. It hurts the core, and I've not even got one.
Oh, mate, I would 110% vote for you. I think you could be like a sexy Theresa May. Would you have like a dance move?
So that's, and that is the other thing. Like, I don't really particularly align myself with any party because I think they're all pretty shit. But Theresa May, the shit she was given for what she wore, for being too emotional, just because she's a woman. Like, if she wants to wear a kitten heel, let her wear a kitten heel. I'd like to see you wear it, Bojo. You can't even brush your fucking hair.
Oh, that's the thing about fucking Bozza, like. And I'm sorry, I don't want to turn this podcast into a political platform. No. Like, you get enough people whinging about the state of the economy, the state of, like, well, government. I get it. We will have fun in a second, listeners, I promise. But I will just say this, like, how on earth are we going to have a fella who can't even tuck his own shirt in running our country?
That would be me in the House of Commons. I'd be getting real personal. I'd be like, see you? You ain't getting no shampoo conditioner commercial soon with that bonnet. Like, and they'd be like, Shauna, you've not actually addressed anything. And I'd be like, I'm not talking to him. Don't buy any shirt.
Oh, now you give that House of Commons a shake up that
can
I would
you
love
imagine?
To see.
They wouldn't understand me, so they wouldn't even know what I was saying.
Well, I would vote for you, hon. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Since you left the villa, mate, you haven't stopped, though. Like, I know you've got these amazing political aspirations, but they've taken a bit of a backseat because you have been chocker. Absolutely chocker block. Like, I consider myself a bit of a reality TV veteran, but you're coming for me, crown girl.
Not even a chance.
So what have you managed to pack in the short space of time? Obviously, there was the villa. Then you did Celebs Go Dating.
Virtual dating. And
virtual dating, of course. And then since then, you've also done, just recently, the Full Monty on Ice.
Yes. I am so lucky. Like, I came out of Love Island and went into lockdown 3 weeks later. 3 weeks. So, like, I've never been to a red carpet. I've never been to an event. I've done one, like, proper photo shoot. Like, that's all. But I have been busy. I've had work. And I am so lucky because it could have been so, so different. And then I would have had to have gone to my pension meeting. And honestly, that would have really ruined my life.
And we all know you weren't equipped to go.
No, I was not. But I did do the Real Full Monty on Ice. And obviously, I'd done Love Island. I'd done Celebs Go Virtual Dating. So both kind of datey shows. And then I started thinking, God, like, I don't know if I enjoy this as much as I thought I was going to. But then when I done the Real Full Monty on Ice, I was like, no, I 100% am obsessed with it. It's just the dating aspect that I'm not too great at. When I was doing it, I met people like Colleen Nolan, who I'm...
Into class.
I'm obsessed with her.
She's class. I love Colleen.
Trying to hold that together while being cool was not one of my fortes. And then you've got... 8 foot Ashley Banjo, who's just, again, amazing. I've grown up watching him.
And a lovely bit of fucking kiss.
He's not hard to look at. He's not.
Oh, he's so handsome. But then you've got his brother on. He's
Then you've got Perry, who's little Perry, who's not so little anymore, and he's massive. And I'm starting to think, Jesus Christ, like, you're supposed to be little Perry. Like, you're not anymore. You're a hunk. And then, unfortunately, Jake Quickenden walks in, so it weren't all great, but...
Oh yeah, I mean, if Jake's listening, he definitely does need taken down a peg or two. I love him, but fuck no,
needs taken down by force. Him and Chris Hughes are like my little brothers, who are both older than me. My little brothers, they're just so funny that I can't wait for this all to be over and for us just to be out being stupid again, because they really are worth their weight in gold, them two.
I'll have an invite to that night out, like, 110%.
Can you imagine?
Mate, do you know, it's so interesting you say that, though, because you've said... So, first of all, you said, I've been so lucky, which, right, I agree to a certain extent, Shauna. Like, the fact that there's so many people who want to do what we're doing, essentially, and we are the ones who've managed to make it work. Like, yes, there must be a certain amount of luck involved, but don't sell yourself short, mate, not for one single second, because I know when you were on Love Island... Do you want to know who all the lasses in my group chat were talking about? It was fucking you.
No.
You were the one who were like, oh my God, like, I want to go for a drink with Shauna.
No.
Like, I want to... Yeah, you were the one we loved, and you were relatable and approachable and genuine and real, and that's what we want to see. That's,
God, I missed
that
who
buzz. The public...
I missed it all. Like, I wish I could have watched it all with you.
Yeah, oh, mate, honestly, well, we were just sucking you off. It would have been embarrassing. But yeah, like, yeah, honestly, you smashed it and you came across as just yourself, which is what the public want to see. We want to see people that we want to go for a drink down the pub with. So, yeah, mate, a certain amount of luck, but never, ever, like, undervalue yourself like that. You are where you are because of who you are, so
it's humbling. It's so humbling. Like, when I came out, the best compliment I could have ever got was just being liked for being me.
Yeah. Isn't that lush?
It's, I wouldn't mind a few people fancying me here and there. Like, it wouldn't go amiss. But for girls to be like, oh, my God, that I would do that, or that is me, like, that's just the biggest compliment you can get. I can change my face all day long, but I can't change the character.
No, babe. And do you know what, right? You're saying that, like, I can completely identify, like, get on this, you know, when you look at your Instagram, kind of like your insights.
Yes, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Do you know what I mean? And I always knew, oh, I'm a bit divisive for the fellas. Like, I get it. I haven't got a face full of filler.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 33 and everything.
Well, I have, and I still ain't got the following.
No, but mate, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably a bit gobby for most men.
That's what,
like,
it is.
I could probably drink them under the table. I get it. But I was not prepared to have 85% of the people who follow me are women.
Yeah. So I think mine's more.
85%.
I thought more.
I thought, fucking hell, lads, man up. If you're scared of a woman with an opinion, like.
Yeah, like, I'm fucking funny. Like, you are fancy me, just at least follow the content, because I am quite funny.
Chuck is a comedy shag, man. What the hell?
A sympathy shag.
But you made it very clear, mate, that despite your success in various reality TV shows, you aren't comfortable showing as much of your personal life on screen as you have in the past. So things like Love Island, things like virtual, like Celebs Go Dating, you found them a little bit invasive. Are we going to see any more of that from you? Or are you going to keep your private life private, Shauna? What's the crack?
That's a good question. I don't know. Do you know what I struggle with? I'm so used to, obviously before Love Island, going to work and then coming home, that because I see this as work, I don't really want to blur the lines too much. No. And not only that, I know what I've signed up for, but I'd be worried that if I was to get my family and friends involved, they wouldn't. And then that would be me that would have put that on them. So I don't know. I've got two goddaughters that are like my life. They're so funny. But I don't even like really putting them on my Instagram, because I don't know if it's just being a bit overprotective. But I think I should. I'm the worst like influencer going, because I don't show... People like love to see people making cups of tea and just going for a walk. I don't think to take my phone out and record it, because I'm so boring. I need to start doing more of that.
Well, I think like it's subjective, isn't it? Like, Shauna, it's so personal. Like, I know people who I feel through Instagram, like, I know every single ups and down and like high and low of their life. Like, I don't miss a second. Mm. And then I know people who I feel like I only see what they want me to see. Mm. And it doesn't affect my opinion on either of them. Like, it's just their preference.
Yeah.
So I really overshare on Instagram, and like I always have, but I started doing like reality TV when I was 22.
That's so young.
In it, mate. Like, do you know, and you'll know, because you were in the villa with some 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's probably a little bit too young.
No,
to be opening your life up like that to so much scrutiny. So for me, I don't know. The lines are blurred for me. I don't know what's an overshare and what's not.
Yeah.
Because let's have it right. People have seen me having sex.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
True, yeah.
So it's like, so what is too much? Is it too much that I tell people now I'm 33 that I'm on my period?
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard for us. So I don't ever think, God, I should be sharing more, or should I be sharing less? Because it's just your personal journey, hun. And whatever you feel comfortable with is right.
It probably is my age as well, because don't get me wrong, I'm a twat. But like when I was younger, I was the biggest twat going. So if someone was to like put a camera in my face at that age, God forbid what I would have been doing or saying, because I was a donut. And so I feel like even at 25, being in the villa, I was the oldest one in there, and there was times when I was like, God, this is not for me. Like, I can't have people telling me when I can go to the toilet and when I can't. Yeah. I'm old enough and ugly enough to know when I need to release my bladder.
Did you find a lot of that? What did you find? It was a very controlled environment.
So controlled.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm very independent. I know about myself. I know myself and I know how to look after myself. I don't need someone to do it for me. And I think whereas a lot of the younger people might have been easier to go, oh, okay, yeah, I'll wait. Mm. Like, I won't go to the toilet. Mm. Whereas me going, move out of my way now. I need to go to the toilet. I'm not having you tell me. And I think I might have struggled a little bit more.
Yeah.
But in the long run, like, I would never have carried myself any different.
Well, no, mate, like, the way you carried yourself in there, like, and even, like, the way you dealt with some of your knockbacks, it was with dignity and grace, and you did yourself, your family, and women everywhere fucking proud.
Thank you.
You are welcome, girl. On that note, I'm going to end part one and have you back in part two, if that's okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome, good.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.